Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jeff Stone. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth, the DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh, the catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boediger. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third, the DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Candiotti fires to first and picks off Sheets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. The umpire calls a balk on Boedeker. Hall scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allenson moves to third. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Boedeker. Allenson scores. Franco moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Upshaw is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Tabler is 0-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field. Orsulac picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orsulac. Upshaw moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Tabler moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Mark Williamson now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Orsulac hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stone is 0-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williamson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Williamson. Allenson moves to third. Franco moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Upshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw is walked intentionally. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson scores. Franco scores. Upshaw moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Jose Bautista now pitching. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Allenson moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shu is 0-for-1 in the game. Shu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. Kennedy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carter out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Hall reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shu fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 11-0, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shu fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilac is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilac hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Nichols now catching. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. Joe Orsilac now playing center field. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Upshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oswaldo Peraza now pitching. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Jim Traber now playing first base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Peraza covering, for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ripken. Snyder moves to second. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Traber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsilak takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nichols moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nichols scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Ripken moves to second. It's 12-1, Indians. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.